This is Sophia Bush, and you're listening to Rebel Radio. I feel really bad about this, but fuck you, Josh.
What's up? This is Rebel Radio.
What up? What up? This is DJ Newmark.
This is Peanut Butter Wolf.
It's your boy. It's okay.
You're checking out Rebel Radio.
Rebel Radio.
This is Rebel Radio.
We're in the place right here. Rebel Radio is going down.
Would you say Rebel Radio?
Oh, wait. Let's do it again.
Rebel Radio.
What's up, Rebels? Welcome back to Rebel Radio, the weekly show where I talk to the rebels that are shaping youth culture. We talk about how they do it, why they do it, and what you can do to get a little piece of the pie for yourself. We're also the only show featuring new music every week from our friends over at EDM.com. And this week is a great short interview I have for you with the one and only Sophia Bush. I caught up with her briefly at the Collision Conference. If you're not up on Collision, it's a great tech conference. It was in New Orleans this year. Next year, moving to Toronto. Make sure you check out Collision Conference online, and hopefully I'll see you there next year. Sophia Bush is a great actress. You might have seen her on One Tree Hill. She describes herself as a storyteller, activist, and tech nerd, and which is probably why I saw her at Collision, a tech conference. But, you know, her whole thing as I talk to her is about using her influence to impact the causes that she really cares about. First time I met her was a few years back, and she told me that really her mission was to put her celebrity to good use. And so we get into that in this interview. Some great short stories from Sophia Bush right after our EDM.com track of the week.
It always makes me smile. Oh, oh. And every time that I drive to you, it's always worth my while. Oh, oh. So let me sing for you, like the birds in the mountains do, like a child who cries for you, cries for you. So let me sing for you about the streets and the avenues. There's nothing I'd rather do.
Yo, that was Callie Dreams with Sing For You, the EDM.com track of the week. If you like that one, get over to EDM.com, check out more new music, and let's get into the interview with Sophia Bush. Why do you film stuff like this and that?
Always have.
For what? What's in it for you?
This is where I enjoy being.
Okay.
People, I don't do a lot of Hollywood industry stuff.
Yeah.
I find inspiration and creative motivation in spaces like this. You know, I love storytelling because I think that it's a really incredible way to access people, to open people's eyes, to create empathetic learning. Mm. But, you know, I was a journalism major with a political science emphasis, and have been actively working in philanthropy and politics for 15 years.
Right.
So these are the places where I feel the most comfortable. I'm like very fish out of water at, industry dinners. That's
really?
Like, yeah, it's just not.
Okay.
This is my scene. These are my people.
Okay.
Like me and the data nerds are like.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I want to hear more about that. My show, we like to kind of get to know people a little bit. So.
Cool.
I'm gonna ask you something that I think tells us a lot about somebody. Do you remember the first record that you ever bought?
Ooh, the first record that I ever bought.
Music of any format. I say record, but like.
Well, I think the first CD I ever paid for with my allowance money was Paula Abdul, Cold Hearted Snake.
You're the one giving up the love anytime he needs it. But you turn your
think the first cassette tape I was ever given that I used to listen to on repeat was a Temptations album. My mom is a huge fan of Motown.
Yeah.
And so I grew up on a lot of that music.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. But, you know, I was also a child of the 80s, so, sure, like, Paul Abdul was my idol.
Yeah, of course. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And what else? I'm trying to think. Early tapes, I wore out the... Was it CNC Music Factory? They did Technotronic album.
Sure.
I wore that out. I was really into, like, Tupac, Biggie, Prodigy.
Okay. Pretty eclectic.
Yeah, very, very eclectic. And then, like, my dad and I always... When we'd go on, like, little father-daughter days, we'd always listen to the Eagles albums on repeat. So I'm very broad spectrum with music still, even
nice.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I know you started acting as a kid.
Yeah. In high school, I started doing theater.
Okay.
In school, I had an arts requirement that I thought was really obnoxious and going to get in the way of my playing volleyball.
Uh-huh.
No one had told me I was really too short to be a great volleyball player, so it probably worked out for the best.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I fell in love with plays because they had this sort of almost summer camp aspect, but also was loaded with these big teaching moments and these sort of aha ideas that I always really responded well to. And so by my senior year, I told my parents I wasn't planning on going to medical school anymore. I was going to go to a theater conservatory. They were obviously horrified.
Sure.
But then I got into a bunch and... decided to do that. And when I got into theater school, I realized that the lens or the sort of window of material I was exposed to just felt too small. I felt really constricted. And I really dialed into the fact that it's real stories about real people that I love to tell. And so that's when I transferred into the journalism school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I know that I remember... Even at Summit, you talked about kind of using your platform to make change in areas that you care about. And like, I was reading up on you, and there's, like, so many causes that you're involved in, and you're so active in that. So, A, I'm curious to know, what are some of the things that you're involved in right now? And B, how do you think about the impact that you're able to make? Like, how do you kind of measure your success?
Sure. For me, I think that social media really creates this incredible... It's bigger than a platform, really. It's a platform, and it's also a real-time data science feedback loop,
sure,
if you will, because I can see what resonates with people. And when people say, you know, you'll support a bunch of causes... I look at the world as a system, much like a human body. You would never go to a doctor complaining of an ailment and have him be like, oh, well, I'm the bicep guy.
Right.
So I'm just going to look at your bicep, and I'm only ever going to focus on that, and we'll see what we can do for you. They look at your entire body,
sure,
and figure out what's happening in the system of how you live.
Yeah.
And the planet is like that. All issues are interconnected. Mm-hmm. Everything overlaps. Everyone overlaps. And so the reason that I feel like I can get behind varying causes is because they all come back to the same roots. They come back to human rights, environmental rights,
right,
and the elevation of all people around the world. And those things are intrinsically tied together. So that's part of it for me. The other part is knowing that I have this incredible privilege of a platform that I've built through my job and through my activism. There's no one cause that's going to spark the interest of every single person who follows me on social media.
Sure.
So I get to be a highlighter. I get to shine a flashlight on incredible things. And in real time, I have feedback about who's responding to what.
Mm.
What causes people are signing up to fundraise for, donating their next birthday to, researching, bringing to their family dinner table to talk about with their families,
right,
on Sunday nights, whatever it may be. And that stuff feels incredibly gratifying to me. And knowing the ways in which I'm able to raise finances for organizations I believe in and push the needle on conversations, you know, it's...
So do you adjust your efforts then according to the feedback that you get?
No, I just use the feedback as information.
Okay.
You know, I think if you're too willing to adjust your efforts because of public feedback,
right,
then you don't really care about what it is you're talking about.
Yeah.
putting your neck out there for causes and having conversations that aren't very vanilla in nature exposes you to a lot of backlash. So I think that people need to remember that when anybody in a public position is choosing to put themselves out there for something, it's because they're willing to take on the good, the bad, and the ugly to defend it. And
has there been backlash or feedback that's made you sort of question?
Yeah, totally. I mean, when I get rape and death threats on the regular, that absolutely makes me question my approach of being a person who lives in public.
Sure.
That affects your ability to be relaxed in public, to enjoy yourself when you leave your house.
Of course.
It also is incredibly expensive to have people investigated and, right. You know, have a team of security people on call. I don't travel with bodyguards. I'm not willing to change my life that way. But I've had to spend a lot of money to have a lot of background checks run on people and sure. make sure I know where their whereabouts
are. Did I pass?
Are. You were fine.
Okay, good.
You know, it's an expense no one wants to hear us complain about, but I think Margot Robbie did a great job talking about what it really costs to be a person in the public eye, and I'm very relieved to not be in as public a position as she is.
Sure.
But at the same time, this is the purpose of my life, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to just be a person making content and not saying anything.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to do it. I truly believe that having meaningful conversations and being a person who is capable of shedding light and inspiring others to do the same is all that I'm here for. Everything else is window dressing, you know?
Hey, if you're digging this one, let's go back into Rebel Radio archives. Check out our first two interviews live at the Collision Conference. Last week with Anastasia Ashley, and the week before that with the Jillionaire from Major Lazer. All good stuff on Rebel Radio. Of course, let's finish up here with Sophia Bush. So, okay. I know you also work with a lot of brands.
I say no to most of those things.
Okay.
I'll partner with people on initiatives I believe in, like.
So what makes you say yes to something?
It has to mean something, or it has to be something that I get creative fulfillment out of. So I get to work on the creative side of something. Maybe I get to art direct a photo shoot. Maybe I get to launch a campaign around it. Like, for example, I love a really good cocktail. So like, excellent tequila makes me so happy.
Okay.
And so does excellent whiskey. And I was reached out to, I think that, I don't know if I posted about it or somebody else said something about it, but when I wrapped the last season of my last show, I gave a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue to the guy Tony, who picks me up and takes me to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And like, Tony's my guy. Mm-hmm. He's like my uncle. I took him to the World Series. Like,
nice.
We're bros.
Yeah.
And we text all the time. He's my guy. I love his kids, I love his wife. And so I don't know if that, somebody heard about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny Walker reached out and said, hey, we're launching this bottle called the Jane Walker Edition for International Women's Day. And the proceeds are going to these five amazing organizations that are doing great things for women in the world. We'd love to partner with you on a social media post about it. And I was like, so I get a free bottle of one of my favorite liquors and I get to raise money for women. Like, yeah. Obviously, that's an easy partnership. That's, you know, that's a one-off
sure.
post about something, but it's also a way for me to say, hey, like, if you're gonna buy a bottle of booze this week, you might as well buy one that's
right.
gonna support women around the world.
Yeah.
You know, those things feel really well suited to me,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, there has to be a reason.
Mm-hmm. Is there one particular thing you've gotten involved in that you're most proud of?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the things that I focus most on are education, access, and the empowerment of women, and really those go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So for me, sitting on the advisory board of Pencils of Promise for so many years and building so many primary schools is what led me to really focus on girls' education access to secondary school, because that's where we see all the data shift.
Okay.
That's where we see their quality of life shift, the quality of life of their eventual children shift, and the quality of their communities at large because of the way that women reinvest into their communities.
Right.
So that's why I became the ambassador for the Girl Project.
Nice.
And we're working on breaking down barriers to secondary school education access in over 96 countries, including the United States. I'm incredibly proud of the work that we do, and I'm incredibly proud of the work that we're doing with Time's Up. I was proud to put my name on that first letter. I'm proud to support the Legal Defense Fund. I want to make sure that women know that across industries and across platforms, we are working day in and day out to build a fund to make sure that women who are subjugated and harassed in their workplace actually have a way to take legal recourse now.
Yeah.
Because historically, they don't, because they know that they can't fight the legal bills that'll pile up.
Sure.
That the multi-million, billion-dollar companies that they work for are easily able to pay. So that feels like a big purpose as well. And that's a shift that benefits not only women, but men too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So yeah, I'm excited about those things.
Nice. What's next?
Well, I'm developing over at 20th Century, which is really exciting. Cool. I will executive produce my next project, which will be great.
Wow.
Put my boss lady pants on.
Yeah.
And I have a couple things in the works. I have a scripted series in the works over there. I'm toying with some animated stuff. I just did a voice in Incredibles 2, and I love animation so much that I'd really love to also helm an animated show.
Wow. I felt like an outcast before, but now with you being you, I feel like...
And I'm working on a documentary series about a group of really badass women that I'm excited for the world to see.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good things.
I have a couple super fast questions that we end with. If I worked for you, what would I hear you say over and over?
Are you fucking kidding me? Into my phone and its reactions to the news every single day. That, or you'd hear me talking to my dogs, which is like a whole different voice because I work from home mostly.
Yeah, don't yell that.
And like my dogs are just so cute. And I realize that I talk to them differently. Like Griffin comes and puts his head in my lap and I grab him by the face and I say, who gave you permission to be so cute? And he just like, he's so squishy and adorable.
Nice.
So it's like, I'm fired up about politics or I'm loving on my animals.
Okay. What book has had the biggest impact on you?
Ooh. Oh, that's so hard. That's like asking somebody to pick their favorite CD ever.
What's the last book that's meant a lot to you?
I'm reading a collection of poems by Tracy K. Smith right now.
Okay.
She's a poet laureate. She's an incredible author. And just the way that she speaks and the way that she's able to weave these stories that are hyper relatable to anybody who reads them, but also so clearly elevate the experience of women of color. I think it's such an important thing when we talk about being activists, when we talk about being feminists, when we talk about any of the sort of advocacy work that we're doing, that our work is intersectional and that we are highlighting and elevating the voices of all women and also of all men, really. You know, intersectional activism should cross gender barriers as well.
Absolutely.
So for me, I'm making a very conscious effort to dive more into the works of women who I admire of, you know, any color, any gender preference.
Yeah.
And I'm swooning through her pages.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What movie have you seen the most in your life?
What movie have I seen the most in my life? As a child, The Princess Bride and Flight of the Navigator.
Nice.
As a high school student, probably Bring It On and Empire Records.
Okay.
And I love Gabrielle Union forever and ever.
Of course.
And as an adult, I don't know. I don't know what movie I've been watching on repeat lately. I'm just so into TV. But I do try to see, you know, a lot of the films that come out. I did watch Lady Bird 3 times last year.
Okay.
In last year's cycle. I couldn't get over it. It made me, especially as a girl who grew up in California and like went to a private school, though mine was not religious, it was just, I was like, I know this story. It was great.
Last question. Can you pick a favorite DJ or live show you've ever seen?
Oh, a live show by a DJ.
No, like music.
Oh my
live
God.
Music or DJ.
Oh, this is so hard.
It's a totally unfair question.
I mean, Beyonce at Coachella was insane. That was insane.
Yeah.
The first live show I ever went to without my parents was Outkast and Lauryn Hill.
Oh, nice.
And their DJs actually did a battle in the middle of the show that was insane. So that sort of answers both
That's
questions.
That's a great first
show. Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, I am for real. Never meant to make your daughter cry.
It was a really, really great first show.
Yeah.
At the Universal Amphitheater. It was awesome. Who else has been so unbelievable? God, I do a lot of festivals too, so
yeah,
I don't know. I love live music. I'll go anywhere, anytime. I just saw Rabel at the El Rey and he killed it. And my buddy Justin is one of the three DJs in the Glitch Mob.
Oh, cool.
And let me tell you something, that is one of the most insane sort of EDM shows I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I can make it to their Red Rocks show this summer. We'll see.
Nice.
Yeah. I love music. I don't know. There's a lot of good things out there.
Absolutely. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Fun talking to you.
Pleasure.
Well, I hope you liked that one. I know I did. Thanks to Sophia Bush for making time for me. Leave us a review on iTunes, hit us with a comment on Twitter, Facebook, watch our YouTube videos. Everything is at Rebel Radio Net. And most importantly, come back next week for more Rebel Radio. Peace.